John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. John is out on vacation this week, and every day I've had someone new join me as my guest host. Yesterday I had my husband, then who better to bring today than my youngest daughter, Morgan. Good morning, Morgan.
Hello.
Now, you have never, ever guest hosted with me.
Nope, just done a few little tidbits here and there.
Yeah, well, I've talked to you and you know, we've talked for little segments on the air. Your brother Grayson actually guest hosted with me like 10 years ago. But I'm glad that you agreed to finally come in. I don't know why it took so long because you got your own little personality and your own little style and you do a lot of stuff online between TikTok and Instagram and YouTube. What took so long?
I'm not waking up at 5 a.m. I don't know what it was about today, but I guess little Red Bull kind of got me up.
Yeah, well, I appreciate you coming in for the day, and we'll have a little fun. I won't embarrass you, I hope, too much. What did you tell me?
You never not embarrass me.
Oh, come on. Come on.
I just embarrassed me with a voice crack just now.
Well, that's on you, not me.
You burst me.
Okay, so we're going to have some fun, take some little quizzes, see how well we know each other, talk about what's going on in the world, and of course, you're going to play Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. You'll be playing for a KSON listener, and no matter what, Morgan, don't worry, they get the prize. But if you do beat me, they also win $100. So there's good incentive, honey, for you to kick my butt today, okay?
Let's go.
Okay. 833-287-1037. Now's the time to call, as my daughter Morgan is going to play for you in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. No matter what, you're automatically going to get tickets to see Max McNown at SOMA on September 9th. But if she beats me, you'll get $100. 833-287-1037. Call for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge right now on KSON. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John's on vacation. My guest host today is my daughter, Morgan. And Morgan, calm down. Lilo and Stitch is coming to Disney Plus on September 3rd.
No way.
Morgan dragged me to this movie when it came out in theaters. Tell me why.
Because you've never seen the original.
That's true.
Which blows my mind as me as a child. Like, what else? How was I supposed to watch the original if you'd never seen it?
Well, clearly, I must have got you the video, and I just
or
never paid attention.
Or my best friend Alyssa was a huge Disney fan, so I probably grew up at her house watching it.
That's true.
But you... I mean, that's how? It's Stitch.
I know. You know what, Morgan? Do you remember when we lived in Wisconsin in our house in Verona, and the upstairs loft is where you kids watch TV a lot?
Mm-hmm.
And there was a small television that was in a cupboard. You open the cupboard and slid out the drawer, and the TV was in there. And you used to climb into the other side of the cupboard and then close the door and sit inside that cupboard and watch TV. Maybe you watched Lilo and Stitch that way.
Sure. On Disney, I wouldn't be surprised.
I wouldn't have found you in there because you were
so... I'd be in there for hours. I would put a pillow and a blanket.
So you would be in there. You're right. And then sometimes we wouldn't know where you were and we're like, oh, go up and check the TV cabinet and there you'd be.
You just pull me out of the little cabinet. It like slid out too.
Yeah.
Like I was sitting in the drawer that you could
on the other
slide
side.
Out.
Yep. It was cute. Anyway, you drug me to the movie and I have to say, I had a very good time with you. The little girl... Lilo needs to stop screaming so much. But other than that...
Oh, it's worse than in the original.
In the cartoon? Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But what didn't you like about the live action Lilo and Stitch compared to the original, which sits in your heart as one of your favorite movies ever?
I think they just kind of took out some of the funnier scenes from the original.
Okay.
I mean, they took out the ice cream and they put it as a snow cone thing.
It wasn't a snow cone. It was shaved ice because it's Hawaii.
Same thing.
It's not the same thing. Producer Jessica, did you hear Morgan just say a snow cone is the same thing as shaved ice?
No. If you go to Hawaii, they will tell you. And in shave ice here is actually different than in Hawaii. Because in Hawaii or here, there's a D and not a D. I can't remember which it is.
Right.
But one is shave ice and one is shaved ice.
Yes.
In Hawaii, is special. So let's just... Everybody get their facts straight.
Right.
I'm canceled now. I'm canceled.
You've hardly been here but a half hour and you're already canceled.
Story of my life.
So I imagine that once that comes to Disney Plus on September 3rd, I know what you're going to be doing. Will you binge watch it again? Will you like watch it over and over again?
I prefer rewatching the original than the live action.
Oh,
but
really?
Yeah. I just think it's, I don't know, there's something about the original. Well, like if they remade High School Musical now, I'd be like, yeah, it might be nice, but gotta watch the Zac Efron one.
That's true. And you could do what I did when Happy Gilmore 2 came out. I watched the original Happy Gilmore before I watched Happy Gilmore 2, just to be in that same mindset. You can watch the cartoon version, the original, your one that you love, and then watch the live action right afterwards.
I think I'm going to make you watch the original one of these days.
Okay, yay me.
It's not that bad of a movie. It could be worse. You could be watching Caillou.
Oh, God. No, that's canceled in my opinion. Thank you.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Time for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Today, my daughter Morgan will be playing for you. You're automatically going to get a pair of tickets to see Max McNown at SOMA on September 9th. And if Morgan can beat me, you're also going to win $100. So, Morgan, the first thing you have to do is kick me out of the studio.
Get out.
Okay, wow.
That was.
No, I'm just kidding.
Kind of evil.
She's like, I'm going to get you. All right. I got 5 pop culture questions for you. You get more right than your mom, you're going to win $100 for a KS1 listener. Just a reminder, all ties do go to Tammy, okay?
Sounds good.
I'm going to start you off really easy.
Okay.
Freakier Friday is officially in theaters today. It is the sequel to what Lindsay Lohan movie?
Freaky Friday.
George Clooney just did a movie with Adam Sandler and says, quote, he's actually a really beautiful, wonderful actor. He's not just a good comedian. Sandler's production company, Happy Madison, is named after 2 of his films. Name those films.
Happy and Madison?
You're so close. That's okay. The USDA uses the AC/DC song Thunderstruck to scare wolves away from livestock farms. The song has also become the theme song for the cheerleaders for what NFL team?
Dallas Cowboys.
A new study says that Bluey teaches kids to be resilient, which helps them manage stress, regulate their emotions, build better relationships, and perform better at school. Which country does Bluey come from?
Australia.
And finally, Luke Bryan seemed to injure himself in a delicate area while attempting to do Michael Jackson's most famous dance move. What is that dance move?
I know it's the Thriller. I forgot the name of the dance.
He moves backwards. I'll give you that.
Moonwalk.
Hint. All right, let's get your mom back in. Come on in, Tammy. You did 4 out of 5. You did really good.
Wow.
Yeah. Nice job, Mosey. I got like 0 wrong.
Wow.
We're starting off easy. Tammy, Freakier Friday is officially in theaters today. It is the sequel to what Lindsay Lohan movie?
Freaky Friday.
Yes. Morgan also got that. We are tied at 1. George Clooney just did a movie with Adam Sandler, and he says, quote, he's actually a really beautiful, wonderful actor. He's not just a good comedian.
Agreed.
I agree. Sandler's production company, Happy Madison, is named after 2 of his films. What are those films?
Happy Gilmore and what's the Madison one? Dang it. Why can't I think of the name? Billy Madison.
There you go. Morgan tried, did not come up with it. It is 2-1, Tammy. The USDA uses the AC/DC song Thunderstruck to scare wolves away from livestock farms.
Okay.
Fun fact for the day. The song has also become the theme song for the cheerleaders for what NFL team?
Dallas Cowboys.
Dallas Cowboys is correct.
Still, by far, the best opening rock and roll song for a concert of all time.
Well, and that's why they use it to open every game, and they do that same kick butt dance.
Mm-hmm.
And
I love it.
It's awesome.
Morgan, do you know this song?
Not really. I kind of just guessed.
Oh, well, now you're going to learn it.
I guess.
Kick butt, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right. Morgan also knew that. It is 3-2, Tammy. A new study says Bluey teaches kids to be resilient, which helps them manage stress, regulate their emotions, build better relationships, and perform better at school. Which country does Bluey come from?
Oh, Australia.
Australia is correct. Morgan also got that. It is 4-3, Tammy. And finally, Luke Bryan seemed to injure himself in a delicate area while attempting to do Michael Jackson's most famous dance move. What dance move is that?
The moonwalk.
Moonwalk. Can we put out a petition? Maybe Luke Bryan stopped dancing at concerts. Because there was a time where you look good doing
yes.
it. I think we've crossed. Yeah. I think we've crossed into the latter part.
He's and
I
kind
think
of,
it's, I think it's
the dorky dad dance
it's dorky
now.
Dorky dad. And yeah. there's nothing sexy about it, buddy. Let's just.
Oh. Anyways. It is funny, though.
All right.
There's that.
Tammy, you beat Morgan 5-4. So you're not going to win any money for the listener, Morgan. I'm sorry, but you do get them a great prize.
I have a pair of tickets now to see Max McNown at SOMA on September 9th.
And now you get to say this.
Hi, I'm Morgan in El Cajon, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is out on vacation this week, and today my guest host is my youngest daughter, Morgan. Hi, Morgan.
Hi.
We see each other a lot right now, even though you don't live at home anymore. And what is the reason that I'm over at your house a lot?
How do I explain it without sounding like I'm a shopaholic?
Okay.
Because I'm not.
You're not buying all these things that are coming to the house. Okay.
I mean, they come like multiple times a day and I feel so bad. I'm wondering what like dad or just Sophia thinks.
Okay.
Just...
We've had to train Sophia on this word. It's delivery. No barking. First of all, Morgan is a social media creator, right? Is that how you would say it?
Yeah.
Social media creator, influencer. You have a fashion site. You do a book club on YouTube. So you're on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. And so you're constantly making content. And a lot of companies want you to feature their products when you're doing things, right?
Yeah.
So how does that work, by the way? How did you get to a point where someone reaches out to you and says, Morgan, we'd like you to try this out. And if you like it, would you do a video and would you promote it?
I've just kind of posted content using products that I already like use or uh-huh. just enjoy, talk about. And then that same brand or similar brands will either reach out to me, or if there's one that I've been really loving, I'll reach out to them.
Oh, sure.
And then we either get into a partnership where, you know, it's an exchange for a post. They'll send me like a dress or
yes.
in exchange for like a beauty tutorial. They'll mm-hmm. send me like makeup brushes. So, mm-hmm. you know, I just try to work with brands that I already enjoy and love. And then sometimes I'll just, you know, find ones that, hey, I've been wanting to try it.
Well, that makes sense. I mean, obviously you don't want to promote things that don't fit you and that aren't something that you'd want to use on your own. And that took some time to build up, I imagine.
For sure. I don't remember the last time I had to pay for makeup or any of that. But
yeah.
in a nice, humble way, it's just kind of nice to be able to, you know, also create the content and enjoy that, which is something that I've loved. You know, the rest of that kind of comes as a nice price.
You also, don't you also have a channel or whatever the heck you'd call it, where you help people learn how to be creators?
I do TikTok live sometimes in the mornings when I'm doing my makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just, you know, teach people, because something else I do is called UGC. Which is user generated content.
Okay.
Which is people genuinely creating content for a brand and then the brand uses that on their socials versus an influencer, which I post on my socials.
Oh,
so interesting. So I teach people how to do that for people that don't necessarily want to be in the influence world, but they like to create content and they can still work with brands. So that's a little bit easier. And for more people to want to, you know, work with brands and you get a little bit more money because it's for their socials. So they want to make sure it's actually good content.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. So in other words, like if somebody's like, I really like making content, I don't want to be the influencer, quote unquote.
It's more ad-based. Instead of hiring in-house creative team, they'll go out on the internet and see who's already genuinely posting about the product.
So instead of hiring someone in-house that's an employee, they find people who are really good at creating content.
Yeah.
And then that's how they get the content for their site. And that's what you help people.
Yeah, because they look, influencers are more based on your audience versus UGC is more based on your actual creative side. That is why it's posted on their socials. They already have the audience. They're just looking for the on-air person versus influencer. They look for somebody with the audience, regardless of what the promotion is.
I see you keep checking your phone. Why do you keep looking at your phone? We're supposed to be having a conversation.
Oh, we are. I just keep getting notified that packages keep arriving on your poor doorstep.
Oh, God. Okay.
Poor mailman.
Well, I know it's easier for you for all your stuff to get delivered to our house, but it is kind of a pain in the butt. I'm not going to lie.
You get some nice YSL perfume in exchange for it.
Well, that's true. You have given me some nice stuff, so I guess it's okay. Thanks for explaining what you do. It's a little insight into your life.
Yeah, just a little tidbit.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is out on vacation this week. And today, my special guest host is my daughter, Morgan. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning.
Morgan is 28 years old. She is a social media creative influencer, TikToker, YouTuber. I have a question for you. As you know, and especially like, well, right here in California, when we have the big flower blooms, all of the influencers go out and try to take the pictures with the flowers and they trample everything and cause a big problem. And as a person who knows like, oh, that would make a good post on Instagram, or isn't it called that's Instagrammable? Would that be a way to say it?
I guess, maybe, for you boomers.
Oh, I'm not a boomer. Don't call me a boomer. I'm a Gen Xer, not a boomer. I'm not a boomer. Don't ever call me that.
That's what boomers say.
Oh, my God. Anyway, the question I wanted to ask you is, there's this place in Italy where influencers go to take this specific picture because of the background. It's beautiful in this farmland and this big mountainside. And the owners of that property have now put in a turnstile. It's like when you go to Disney, how you have to go through that turnstile to be the next one in. And they are charging influencers now, if you want to come through the turnstile and go up onto our property and take your Instagram photos, they're charging them for that.
As they should. A lot of these influencers have been damaging this property for a picture.
Well, if you look at the picture, and I've shared this on our social media, the line of people to go up and take photos there, that's insane.
Are you even appreciating nature at that point, or are you just doing it just to get a photo?
And they're doing it just to get a
photo.
Only
good thing for AI. Just AI, Photoshop yourself into it.
Oh, I didn't. I love how you said that. I would have never thought
about
that.
I'm just saying, if you're really for a specific nature picture, you don't want to ruin nature or someone's property. You know you can Photoshop yourself in or even just use AI.
I never thought about that. A positive use for AI. I love it. All right. It is time for you to call for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. My daughter, Morgan, is going to play for you, but you're automatically going to get a pair of tickets to see Max Noun at SoMa on September 9th. And if Morgan can beat me, you'll also get $100. 833-287-1037 with Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge on KSON. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is on vacation this week. And today, my guest host is my youngest daughter, Morgan. Morgan is a social media creator and influencer. And a lot of your things, Morgan, are fashion, right?
Yeah, fashion, beauty, just anything in that realm.
Well, fashion's kind of in your blood. Your grandmother, my mother, who unfortunately Morgan never got to meet because she passed away before Morgan was born. But she was really big into fashion, and she was actually going to college for fashion merchandising before she passed away. I'm sure she looks down and is like, oh, Morgan, I love how you put that shirt and that top together. I imagine she's looking down on you and loving every minute of it. As a matter of fact, I have a great story that relates to your late Grandma Jenny Morgan, and I hope you don't mind I'm sharing it.
No, I don't mind at all.
You also get invited out to a lot of events, and you were invited out to a boutique opening just a couple of years ago.
It's called Swirl Boutique in Carlsbad.
Okay.
And so I went there, and I don't need any more clothes, but I saw this really pretty florally dress, and so I called my mom because it was an expensive dress.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, hey, you know, yeah,
there's
what's
this
up,
dress.
Mama?
And I'm like, you don't need any more clothes. Your closet is overflowing. This is when you were still living at home. And I was like, I'm not going to give you money for a dress that you really don't need. And then you sent me a picture of the dress, and in that picture was the tag on the dress.
I didn't catch it immediately, but the dress was called the Ginny.
Mm-hmm. And my mom's name was Virginia. Your grandma's name was Virginia, but her nickname was Ginny. And that's exactly how people spelled it. G-I-N-N-Y. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you have to get the dress now because it's named after your grandma. So I really feel like she was a part of that, Morgan.
No, I agree.
She was like, ooh, this would look good on my granddaughter.
Oh, absolutely.
So did you ever say thank you, Grandma Ginny, by the way?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, of course.
Because, duh, I had to buy the dress.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
All right, Morgan, it is time for you to play for a KSON listener in Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge, where they'll automatically get a pair of tickets to see Max McNown at SoMa on September 9th. And if you can beat me, you'll also win them $100. First thing you have to do is kick me out of the studio.
Get out.
Okay.
What am I, Arnold?
Get out. All right, Morgan, I got 5 pop culture questions. You get more right than your mom, you're going to win $100 for a KS1 lucky listener. And just a reminder, all ties do go to your mom, okay?
Sounds good.
Here we go. Boy bander JC Chazé celebrates his 49th birthday today. Which boy band was JC a part of?
Backstreet Boys?
Comedian Matt Rife has bought the home of the couple who inspired The Conjuring and has become the guardian of the haunted doll that has been featured in several films and may have just killed a guy. What is that doll's name?
Annabelle.
Lainey Wilson has teamed up with Wrangler and is putting out a full collection, including the denim flare cat suit, the patchwork bell bottoms, and the, quote, iconic Lainey coat. How old is Lainey Wilson? 33, 34, or 35?
I'll do 33.
Actress and huge Padres fan Emma Stone celebrates her birthday today. Emma has won 2 acting Oscars, one just last year for Poor Things, and one in 2017 for what movie?
Easy A.
And finally, Katy Perry brought some fans on stage in Detroit Sunday night, and one of them fainted. Looks like she's going to be okay, though. Katy Perry is also rumored to be dating the recently outed Prime Minister of Canada. What is his name?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. The Pope. I don't know.
The Pope.
I don't know.
I don't think so. Let's get to
it. I know. I have no idea. I can't even think of a name.
That was a hard one. I just put that in there because I really want to talk about this.
I literally could not think of it.
Because it's wildest story. We'll get there. 2 out of 5. Okay. These ones are hard.
Okay.
Tammy.
So obviously you didn't have any Bieber questions for her.
No Bieber. Sorry. You know what? I should have put a Bieber. Some gimme Bieber questions.
You know I would win it all.
Tammy, boy bander JC Chazé is celebrating his 49th birthday today. Which boy band was JC a part of?
Oh my God.
I do this just because I need you to get them right.
I know. So
our friendship relies on it.
Producer Jessica gets so mad at me because I always mix up the Backstreet Boys with NSYNC. So I'm going to say it's, since you just saw them, the Backstreet Boys.
Me too.
JC is NSYNC.
Why did I think it was?
That's okay. Neither of you got that right.
Sorry,
Let's
Jeff.
Move on. Comedian Matt Rife has bought the home of the couple who inspired The Conjuring and has become the guardian of the haunted doll that has been featured in several films and may have just killed a guy.
Yes.
What is that doll's name?
Annabelle.
Annabelle's correct. Morgan also got that. We are tied at 1. Lainey Wilson has teamed up with Wrangler and is putting out a full collection, including the denim flare cat suit, the patchwork bell bottoms, and a, quote, iconic Lainey coat. How old is Lainey Wilson? 33, 34, 35?
Oh, that's tough. I'm going to just pick the middle, 34.
She's 33 years old. Morgan got that right. It is 2-1 Morgan.
Oh.
Actress and huge Padres fan Emma Stone celebrates her birthday today. Emma has won 2 acting Oscars, one just last year for Poor Things and one in 2017 for what movie?
Didn't she win for La La Land?
Yes. Not Easy A. Although
she's great in that movie, though.
We should have Oscars for that movie.
I couldn't even think of a movie.
Morgan did not get that. We are tied at 2. And finally, I just brought this up. This is a hard question, but I have to talk about the story because it's wild.
Okay.
Katy Perry brought some fans on stage in Detroit Sunday night, and one of them fainted. Luckily, she's okay. Katy is also rumored to be dating this recently outed Prime Minister of Canada. Name him.
Oh, yeah. Justin Trudeau.
Justin Trudeau. What?
That's a weird, weird pairing.
I
couldn't even think.
That's a strange, strange pairing.
Is it true?
I've seen pictures of them out to like lunch and or dinner.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Morgan, you didn't beat her. Tammy got you by 3-2. So no KS1 listener is going to get any money, but they will be getting a great prize.
Yes. They have a pair of tickets to see Max McNown at Soma on September 9th.
And you get to say this.
Hi, I'm Morgan from El Cajon, and I flunked out of my mom's College of Hollywood knowledge.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is out on vacation this week, and today my special guest host is my youngest daughter, Morgan. Good morning, Morgan.
Good morning.
All right, so we're going to play a little game, see who knows each other the best.
Okay.
But I'm going to keep you in here, so it'll be a little extra pressure. So we did it with your dad, and we sent Kurt and Tammy out and see who knew the best. But I'm going to keep both of you guys in here because we'll get immediate answers right away, see who knows each other best. So I'll give you each 5 questions on each other. Let's see who can get the most right.
Okay.
So let's start off. Morgan, I'm going to quiz you on your mom. What was your mom's childhood nickname?
I don't know because I've never heard of you having a nickname. I would say she doesn't have a nickname. I feel like I've never heard of it. I mean, I could have one in my mind, but I'm going to say she doesn't have one.
Tammy, what was your childhood nickname?
Should I just guess one?
I didn't have one.
You didn't see?
Correct, because I've never heard of you having a nickname. Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. See, that's a point. That works. Mm-hmm. Morgan, when your mom was little, what did she want to be when she grew up?
A vet.
Veterinarian.
I don't know.
So when I was in junior high, I was going to join the Army. And then it changed once I got into theater. I wanted to go to Broadway so that I could sing, dance, and act.
I didn't know you wanted to be
a
Broadway actress.
I didn't know either.
Mm-hmm.
That's fascinating.
Yeah, once I got into theater in junior high, I loved it so much, and it had everything.
But then didn't you end up going into school for, like, biology?
I went to school for... I went to business middle management school.
Oh, you went to business middle management.
Sounds boring.
Well, I'll tell you what, it comes in handy now as a big grown-up, so...
I bet so.
True. I bet so.
My mom told me.
All right, Morgan, does your mom know how to ride a bicycle?
I don't think I've ever seen her ride a bike, but I would assume yes.
Yes, I know how to ride a bike.
I've never seen you in my entire life get on a bicycle. Let's put her on a bike right now. Bring one in. Yeah, let's see.
Okay. Oh, my God. Let's move on. Morgan, is your mom allergic to anything?
Yes.
What is it?
Starch. What is that called?
Starch?
What is that called? No. When you're gluten intolerant.
I'm not gluten intolerant.
Oh, no. Do you sneeze every time you eat bread? No.
I sneeze if I overeat.
Oh.
If I overeat.
No. Are you allergic to anything?
Not really. Yeah. Not really.
All right, and the final one. Does your mom, Tammy, believe in ghosts?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would say yes.
Well, 100%. She believes it, all right. She's being haunted right now by one.
What ghost?
See, she can't even talk about it. She's traumatized by it. She's terrified.
Okay.
She's so shaking in her boots.
Morgan, you did 3 out of 5. Not bad.
Nice job.
Not terrible. We're going to come back and I'm going to quiz your mom on you and we'll see how many she can get right.
Oh, Lord.
All right. Different questions, though. Different questions. So.
All right. Looking forward to that. We just played Know Your Mom with my daughter, Morgan, who is my guest host today, since John is out on vacation. And now we get to play Know Your Mo. Mo, of course, is one of my nicknames for my daughter, Morgan. And producer Jessica is going to quiz me to see how well I know my own daughter.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Tammy, what is one of Morgan's current celebrity crushes?
Wow. Let's just go with, because he's top of mind right now for some reason, Ryan Reynolds.
Is that correct?
No.
No?
This is lame.
I'm sorry.
No. What am I thinking?
Yes.
I'm so dumb. Justin Bieber.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
I could have said that.
I thought you were going to say that.
Oh.
I'm Ryan Reynolds.
I don't know. Shame on me. Of course I know that. Morgan,
You did that on purpose.
Here we go. Next one, Tammy. Is Morgan right-handed or left-handed?
She's right-handed.
Morgan?
Yeah.
Very good. How does Morgan take her coffee?
Oh, my God. I just sent her a meme on this. She gets a vanilla? Oh, I don't know. It's all one of these big, long Starbucks drinks with 8 billion things, including some cinnamon dulce and caramel drizzle. And I don't know. It takes 4 sentences to say it.
Are we going to say yes or no
roughly,
on that?
Roughly, yeah.
Okay.
It's a white chocolate mocha.
Wait. Hang on. I actually have this in my phone.
Yeah.
Oh, you venti iced.
Wow.
Wait, hang on. Venti iced white chocolate mocha with caramel drizzles on the side, vanilla cold foam, and cinnamon dulce on top. I wrote that down in case I ever had to get you one because I could never remember it. Okay.
That's amazing.
I get a double ring for having it in the notes in my phone.
We gave her a point for that. All right, moving on. Tammy, what is Morgan's current favorite TV show?
Oh, well, I know that she's been rewatching programs, so that's kind of a hard one. I'm going to say, is the Outer Banks back on? No. Outer Banks?
No.
Otherwise, you've been watching Gossip Girl and all that stuff again.
The Summer I Turned Pretty.
All right. And then the last one, where does Morgan dream of traveling to?
Ooh, that's a good question. I'm going to say, I think Morgan would like to travel anywhere outside of the United States. I'm going to just say, can I just say someplace tropical?
Morgan?
Manhattan, New York.
Oh, really?
Wow. Yeah. Not even close to being tropical.
I say it all the time every time I watch Gossip Girl.
Okay.
Let me tell you. Morgan, you beat your mom.
Yeah.
You got 3 out of 5 when we asked questions about her. She got 2 out of 5. So apparently.
Hers are a little more complicated than my mom's. Harder. I give it to her.
Take the win. Yeah.
Not remembering my celebrity crush.
Okay, that one I should be ashamed of.
I thought you were joking.
Tammy. I thought you were joking
pretending to not know. The fact that you genuinely got that one wrong. Shame.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. My daughter, Morgan, is my guest host today with John out on vacation. Morgan, you are 28 years old, and I owe you a big apology from when you were 14.
Oh, gosh, that's a lot you could apologize for. Just kidding.
Wow.
I'm joking.
So, Morgan, you have been a Justin Bieber fan since he was just little baby Justin Bieber, and nobody even really knew who he was. You're one of his first fans. I'm going to tell you one time.
It's so crazy to think back from then, like how young he was, and I've even heard stuff even younger to now with his voice and now having a kid and a wife. It's
wild, huh?
Wild. And he's not that much older than me.
No,
but
I was going to say he's maybe, what, 2 years older than you?
He's like my oldest brother's age. It's wild.
All right, so time for my apology, Morgan. You were 14 years old. We were living in Rancho Bernardo, and you were waiting for some Bieber package. I don't know if it was a promo package or what it was as a fan. And you were expecting it to be in the mailbox, and I decided to follow you to see what your reaction would be if the package was there.
Here we are. You just putting a camera in my face, like, antagonize me. Like, it's some prank is about to happen.
I know. It was really mean of me when I look back at it, and especially because I lied right off the bat.
I'm not using the video, just the audio. Morgan, what are we doing?
Getting my Bieber package.
We're going to what?
Mailbox.
To look for your Bieber package. Hang on, let me catch up.
Here.
What if it's not there?
Okay, I'm just gonna die.
You're gonna die?
Yeah.
Do you really think you'll die, or are you just be disappointed?
I'll be mad.
I hope it's there, bunny. Okay, wait. Don't open it right away. Hang on. Wait. All right, so you're getting ready to open the mailbox, and hopefully your Bieber package is there. Ready? Open it.
No, it's not there.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, man.
You know what's weird? You want to know what's really weird?
What?
You didn't die.
Stop.
Oh, my gosh.
Antagonizing you.
I felt bad afterward.
Mm-hmm.
So I owe you an apology, first of all, for lying right off the bat, because I did have you on video. And I really was hoping it would be there for you.
Oh, you're going to die.
Okay, well, that's funny. Come on, you were being dramatic. You weren't going to die.
As a child. Just be dramatic and get over it.
Okay, so half your life ago.
It's like I don't even remember that.
I owe you an apology for that. Do you accept my apology?
Yeah, I don't even remember any of that. The package even was.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show. John is on vacation this week. And today, my guest host is my youngest daughter, Morgan. Morgan is a social media creator and influencer, and a lot of your things, Morgan, are fashion, right?
Yeah, fashion, beauty, just anything in that realm.
Well, fashion's kind of in your blood. Your grandmother, my mother, who unfortunately Morgan never got to meet because she passed away before Morgan was born, but she was really big into fashion, and she was actually going to college for fashion merchandising before she passed away. I'm sure she looks down and is like, oh, Morgan, I love how you put that shirt and that top together. I imagine she's looking down on you and loving every minute of it. As a matter of fact, I have a great story that relates to your late Grandma Jenny Morgan, and I hope you don't mind I'm sharing it.
No, I don't mind at all.
You also get invited out to a lot of events, and you were invited out to a a boutique opening just a couple of years ago.
It's called Swirl Boutique in Carlsbad.
Okay.
And so I went there and I don't need any more clothes, but I saw this really pretty florally dress. And so I called my mom because it was an expensive dress.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, hey, you know, yeah,
there's
what's
this
up,
dress.
Mama?
And I'm like, you don't need any more clothes. Your closet is overflowing. This is when you were still living at home. And I was like, I'm not going to give you money for a dress that you really don't need. And then you sent me a picture of the dress, and in that picture was the tag on the dress.
I didn't catch it immediately, but the dress was called the Ginny.
Mm-hmm. And my mom's name was Virginia. Your grandma's name was Virginia, but her nickname was Ginny. And that's exactly how people spelled it. G-I-N-N-Y. And I'm like, oh my gosh, you have to get the dress now because it's named after your grandma. So I really feel like she was a part of that, Morgan.
No, I agree.
She was like, ooh, this would look good on my granddaughter.
Oh, absolutely.
So did you ever say thank you, Grandma Ginny, by the way?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, of course.
Because, duh, I had to buy the dress. Anyway, thank you for being here, Mosey. I really appreciate it. Oh, I just called you Mosey. I did the whole show without calling you that. I'm so sorry.
I was waiting for that. It's okay.
Thank you, Morgan.
Of course.
And tomorrow, my guest host is going to be meteorologist Jody Kodesh. And we have a lot to talk about. She was in Hawaii when they had that tsunami warning. And Jody was invited to the TikTok headquarters. Yeah. TikTok reached out to her.
I'm jealous.
I know. I figured you would be. Yeah. So she'll be my guest host tomorrow. Thanks again, Mo. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.